At least not playing. Like how we both
fuck
start
you,
out
man. Fuck you. But then again, when do you ever have something to say, though? Think about it, bro.
I always got stuff.
Boring ass life. What do you do, dude? What do you do?
What you mean? I work.
All right, tell us about your work. What do you do?
Nah.
Oh,
after
no.
Work, I talk to the hoes. I ain't got no hoes.
Obviously, you ain't got nothing.
I spend like 6 hours on YouTube.
6 hours on YouTube?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh.
Like two, three.
Two or three. Damn, that's hours, a lot dude. Of hours on fucking YouTube, man.
Like, you should have seen me back then, like when I used to work retail, like I would get home, and if I didn't work the next day, I'd spend all day. I wouldn't get out of bed. I'd wake up at like 9. I wouldn't get out of bed until like 1 p.m.
God and damn.
I'd spend like, and the only thing I would get up for was to get in my car and get food. And I would come home and just stay the rest of the day in bed watching YouTube.
Jeez, you're fucking fat.
Yeah.
God damn. Jeez, man.
I've gained a lot of weight, though.
Obviously.
I've gained, like, dude, a lot. Like, maybe 50 pounds in 1 year.
Because you lost a lot, too, and you gained it all back up. Didn't you gain more, too?
Oh, way more. I gained, like, so I was at my highest weight. I lost 40 pounds. I got those back. Then I gained another, like, 20.
God damn. You're, like, 400 right now.
Nah, hell no. You're stupid.
Why you at, then? You're, like, 400.
Stupid.
That's like we're tilting to the side a little bit.
This rusty ass car, then.
What you mean?
It's tilted because it's in bad shape.
This is a Bugatti. Oh, you like this?
It's time to scrap this for parts.
Hell no, we're gonna scrap that one over there.
Get you a real car.
We can. Got that big old dent in the front, you probably sat on it.
Hell no. A Magneto, that's what.
Magneto?
Magneto.
Hell no. So I'm coming out with another movie for that.
What do you mean?
You're coming out with another movie for it.
Magneto?
For X-Men. No, for X-Men.
Oh, Dark Phoenix.
Yeah.
That one looks pretty dope, to be honest.
That's a lot of fucking movies already, though, for X-Men.
That's the last one, though.
Where does it take part at? I don't get it.
It's supposed to be after X-Men Apocalypse.
No.
Which, I think it's after X-Men Apocalypse, but X-Men Apocalypse was trash.
I don't even watch them, I don't even know. It's way too much.
I saw one in theaters, dog.
Apocalypse?
Yeah, I fell asleep, like, the beginning.
Who'd you watch it with?
Some friends from work.
Oh.
It was trash. It came out, like, a while ago, it was like 3 years ago.
Yeah, it came out a while ago. I remember it because it was trash, too.
Suicide Squad was trash.
I thought it was okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, I thought it was okay.
I liked the soundtrack, that's about it.
Yeah, the soundtrack was good. But I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was horrible. But it was bad.
Not into it, man. DC,
it was bad.
Marvel. It's if bad. It's not the Dark Knight, suck my ass.
It's bad. Yeah, I still have to watch the new Batman movie, the one with Bane. You haven't even watched that one, have you? Damn, that one's great.
I don't know how I've managed.
I want to watch it again, though.
I've managed to avoid spoilers all these years. It's been like 8 years.
It's a great movie.
So.
You're broke, I still can't seem to watch it.
I'll probably just rent it on my phone tomorrow and just watch it.
Oh, yeah, because you're off tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's right. I got to work tomorrow.
Can't wait to try to sleep.
Yeah, how's that going, actually? Good. Can't be able to sleep still?
I'll sleep like maybe 4 hours a night.
Damn, dude.
I'll just toss the rest of the night.
I fucking struggle just getting like 6 hours of sleep.
Like the other day, I was sleeping, and my alarm was it was set for 7:30, and I woke up earlier than my alarm, and I checked my watch, but I did it with like one eye only, and that eye was like halfway closed, and it was watery, so I couldn't see well, and I looked at the time, and I thought I saw 6:11, so I was like, oh, I got like at least an hour to sleep. And my alarm woke me up like hella quick. It's like, what was that? And then I checked and I realized it didn't say 6. It said 6:51. And I was like,
oh, bro.
Damn. I was like kind of mad. And you know what's good? Like, remember back in the day, like, when you would fall asleep and then you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, oh, God, is it this early? And
yeah,
you realize you still have like 4 or 5 hours. You're like,
yeah. That was great.
That little feeling off your shoulders, off your chest. You're like, damn, let me get back to sleep.
That was great. Oh, what's the day to be at work?
9.
So you're waking up at 7 now?
7. Between 7, either 7, 7:15 or 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I never get there at 9 though. I'll get there like 7, between 7 minutes and 10 minutes late.
And then if you get there late, then Who opens the shop? Just the other guy? Or whoever gets there first?
Yeah. And if he's not there, then I'm the first one.
I see. Do you usually have customers waiting outside at all? For a cut?
One time, like the first weekend there, there was one dude. And we got there to the door exactly the same.
I've been thinking about switching over my cell phone provider to T-Mobile. You mean no?
No.
Why not?
I'm done.
That's you.
Should move to...
Nah, that's expensive as fuck.
Join my plan. Join my
family. Fuck no.
The more you join, the cheaper it is for everybody.
Nah, I'm good.
Like, you'll be paying like $35, $40 a month for your bill.
Bro, that's more than what I pay right now.
Bro, you be using Sprint. What do you use?
Exactly, I got Sprint.
And bro, it's that's cheaper trash, than that. Bro. Might as well tell me you have an Obama phone. Like,
bro. Bro, my phone is great.
Your phone is great. Your service is good.
No, my service is great too. The only thing that's trash is the mobile hotspot. That shit sucks ass.
It all
but
sucks.
But besides
ass.
That, it's great. I never go. I have signal everywhere I go. Now. Because back then I didn't get signal on my old branch, but that's because there's like firewalls or whatever in there.
Yeah.
So I couldn't get any signal. But where I'm at now, I get signal.
Bruh.
And then at home I get signal. I get signal at my girl's house. I get signal here. No issues at all.
I don't know, man.
But since my parents just got on this plan, we can't fucking leave anymore. Gotta wait till their contract is over and then we can leave. So I'm stuck for 2 more years.
Yeah, right, bro. Sprint's not gonna exist.
Yeah, I know, because they got that merger going on. What do you think that merger will do to the other cell phone providers?
Nothing.
Really?
Think about the stuff you don't see anymore. Remember Singular? You don't see Singular?
No.
They did a merge.
Yeah. I don't think they did a merge. I think they got bought out.
Something like that.
Because being bought out is completely different than a merger.
Point is, they don't exist.
Yeah. Because with a buyout, it's simple. Your rules are gone. Our rules go in. Whereas with a merger, it's more like, okay, we got to compromise now. See what we're going to do. What's going to be the name of the new
collab,
business?
Bro.
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
You see all the new stuff that Apple... At their
conference? Nah, I saw they have a new monitor for like $1,000 monitor.
No, it's $5,000.
$5,000?
$5,000, and then the computer is $6,000.
Fuck that, and dude.
Bro, they'll sell you a little wall mount that for the monitor.
Like, that's $1,000.
That's $300, or they'll sell you the stand that costs $1,000.
There you go, that's it. The
and
stand was $1,000.
People were laughing when they heard the price.
That's fucking stupid. You know people are gonna jump on that and make a cheaper alternative.
I saw a meme yesterday, and it said, how do you milk sheep? And somebody commented with iPhone accessories. So basically saying iPhone people that like Apple are a bunch of sheep, and they're just milking them for their money.
That's if you buy the accessories.
Man.
Like my sibling, he has an iPhone 7 now. And since it doesn't have a jack for the headphones, he decided to buy an attachment to put a headphone jack into it. And I was like, why don't you just buy just headphones that are specifically for the phone? He was like, nah, I want to get the jack so I could use my Beats. And I was like, okay.
My Beats. Oh, man. That's why I don't know if I should buy that new iPod, man. It's the same thing. It's just a new process.
I wouldn't buy it.
And then Samsung released new laptops yesterday, or announced new laptops. They basically copied the MacBooks.
Really?
But... it has more useful stuff.
Obviously.
It's around the same price, too. I might want to get one.
You're an idiot.
They're around $1,000.
Damn. They're cheaper than MacBooks, though.
Yeah, but they go higher. I think the most expensive one is for like $1,500. But damn.
That's exactly like a MacBook, I think.
$6,000 for that Mac Pro. Not the MacBook, the Mac Pro, the new one.
That's a lot of fucking money, man.
Well, I don't know if you remember the Mac Pro that was looked like a little trash can? A little cylinder? If you maxed out the specs on that one, I think it costs $10,000.
Damn.
For a computer, dog.
It's a lot.
Computer, like, you can build your own for, you know, $800.
Yeah, a fraction of the fucking $10,000. God damn, man.
And then if you mess up an Apple computer, like, you can't just take it to anybody. You gotta take it to Apple.
And then you have to get a genius to look at it. They're not even geniuses.
Air quotes on the genius.
Yeah, they're not even geniuses. From my experience there, all they do is they kind of do what mechanics do. You just connect the thing that tells you what the problem is, and then they're like, this is the problem.
You've been there before?
Yeah. Because my sibling's phone broke. Like, it wasn't charging, and it kept restarting. So I had to get it fixed. But instead of getting it fixed and, like, buying him a new one, since we didn't have any insurance, I was like, let me take it to the Apple store and see what they tell me. So I took it, and the guy honestly just plugged it in.
Bruh.
and just ran like some tests, and then he was like, okay, that's it. This is what it tells me.
I've only watched in those stores like twice.
Oh, really?
And then they closed it. It's like a Microsoft store.
Oh, Microsoft store. I never been inside a Microsoft store. There's one in Fashion, though.
Last week we went to a restaurant for my mom's birthday.
Guadalajara?
And
which one?
I don't know. It was Mexican. God. I had this plate. It came with like two tostadas, and it had one had rice in it, one had beans in it. And then they give you, and on the side, you have a little cup of salsa. And then it had one fish taco, one carne asada taco, and one grilled chicken taco. Oh, it was fire.
Tostada with rice on it?
Yeah, like instead of serving you in a bowl, they just...
Oh, they serve you in a tostada and like shaped in a bowl. Like oh, a little, okay, okay. Yeah.
You just put it on and just...
I thought you meant like you had to eat the tostada with the rice on it, but you can scoop it out.
I mean, that'd be fine with me, but I didn't finish everything. I got full.
How much was it? Was it expensive though?
It was like $18.
No, that's not too bad.
Did
your mom enjoy it though?
Yeah, she got like spit.
Oh, really? Damn, take her to a fancy restaurant. She gets a quesadilla.
Yeah.
Mom is slipping.
It wasn't fancy. It was just Mexican. And then, I didn't finish the beans. They were hella salty.
Oh, really?
They were good, but they were salty.
Did you tell them to take it back?
Nah, because I'm pretty sure all the beans are already made, so it all has salt. Oh. The other day at work, I got there late. I woke up late. I woke up at 8:30. I have to be there at 9.
God damn.
It takes me 30 minutes to get there. So I still had to get ready, and I just rushed. And I got there, and I was like, man, I didn't bring any food. I didn't pack lunch. So I went to get some. I got this burrito. It was a breakfast burrito. It had eggs, cheese, and bacon. But I substituted it with ham. And then also comes with hash browns inside. Sour cream.
Sounds bomb.
It was fire, bro.
Where'd you get it?
It was fire. It was a shop next door.
That sounds bomb. Oh, that Mexican place next door?
Yeah.
That sounds bomb. Good. Sounds like all kinds of carbs. It sounds like a chicken tater melt.
It does. Sounds exactly like that. There's no chicken in it.
Still sounds bomb, though.
It has ham. Getting hungry though.
But I've been hungry.
You've been hungry?
Hell yeah.
All I had today was those mini donuts from 7-Eleven.
Oh.
A little pack with like six.
Yeah.
That's all I had today. That and water.
All I had today was my oatmeal in the morning with my coffee. And then my meal prep chicken with my rice.
You still put peanut butter in the oatmeal?
Yeah. Still put peanut butter.
It's the best way to go, dog.
Yeah. My parents got me some raspberries, but raspberries and oatmeal? Because then they're pretty big too. I was like, the flavors just take over everything else. All I taste is the raspberry.
Yeah.
So I don't even put it in there. It's just chilling in the fridge now. The raspberries.
If it wasn't so unhealthy, I would eat those flavored... Those flavored...
The gummies?
The flavored oatmeal packets.
Oh, yeah.
But they're kind of... They got a lot of sugar. So.
Yeah.
Like, and the point of oatmeal is to eat healthy or whatever. And those
things... Those are bomb, though.
But like the apple cinnamon? Oh, that one's that's fire. Bomb. The brown sugar.
So good. You know, before I never ate oatmeal. I fucking hated oatmeal.
I ate it as a kid.
I hated it. Because I tried it one time and it reminded me of like some really soggy soup.
Soup?
So I never ate it again.
Oh, no.
But I tried it again. I was like, damn, this is bomb.
My mom used to make it for me and she would make it with milk and it was good. But it was like, it was a lot. She would use a lot of milk.
Oh.
Like now I only use like enough milk to cover all the oatmeal and it just kind of evaporates so it's not soupy. It's just... It's chunky.
Yeah, that's how I make mine too, actually.
I know.
With a little dapple of peanut butter.
The first time I made it with water.
Oh, I did too, actually.
And I ate it like plain. I didn't throw anything in there.
Yeah.
I was like, this is disgusting, man.
For me, it wasn't disgusting. It was more like...
No flavor.
It was torture, yeah.
Like, I didn't even put salt.
It was like, it's food, but it doesn't taste like anything.
It's like we're commies.
Yeah, a bunch of commies.
Yeah.
All eating the same shit.
But then, the second time... I doped it up. I put like cut up fruits, some nuts. I think I put a little yogurt on top.
Damn, okay.
Ooh. And I started making it with milk. And then one day, I saw this guy on YouTube, this fitness guy. And then he told the viewers, like, hey, try it with peanut butter. He did. He has a special peanut butter that's like protein enhanced. Like it has
I know what you mean.
And then, so I tried it. I just melted one little spoon of peanut butter, like stirred it. It was chunky peanut butter too.
Oh, that's sort of what I'm using right now.
Get the little crunch from the peanuts.
Hell yeah.
After that, I never saw it the same way. It felt like it was like eating a blended peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah.
That's what it tastes like.
It's bomb. I should try putting jelly. I don't know if jelly put. I don't know.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I'm gonna try it though.
That's a good idea.
I'm gonna try it tomorrow. Because I have the one where, like, you squeeze it and the jelly comes out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the one I got. One. Yeah. So I'm going to try it out. Sounds like it'll be bomb, though.
Man, I like it when, like, you haven't really eaten all day. And then, like, either you're up late or you wake up in the middle of the night. And you just want a snack. And you find out you got bread and you got peanut butter and jelly. And ooh, that jelly is, like, cold in the fridge.
See, for me, when it's that late, I'm like, I don't want to prepare anything.
I know.
I just want something in the microwave and
I'm done. Sometimes I don't feel like driving. We never have anything microwavable.
No, we do.
Like,
we usually have either hot pockets or soup, maruchan.
If we do, it's leftovers.
Or we have leftovers, yeah.
But I'm never in the mood for leftovers.
Really?
In the middle of the night. That's like,
I am.
That's like a I'll take it to work kind of thing.
I eat leftovers at night. Like, my mom usually makes, like, breakfast burritos in the morning. For everybody, because that way she wakes up early, she makes them, and she just leaves them on the table.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants them, just grab one.
That's the thing, my mom doesn't make breakfast.
Yeah, my mom does. Mom doesn't work though, yours does.
I can't remember the last time. I think the last time my mom made breakfast lived in my old house. So it had to be at least
God
10 years
damn.
Ago. And I mean, like, on a day that she did work. Like.
Yeah, my mom doesn't work, so she has a bunch of free time.
I remember, like, since people wake up, she'll make French toast.
Ooh.
French toast was fire. And then she stepped her game up. She would buy, like, the cinnamon swirl bread. Bruh.
Damn, dude.
I remember when I learned how to make French toast. I was like, game over. I'm going to have this every day.
Bruh.
But this is, like, 5 years ago. And I've only made it, like, twice since then.
My girl got a waffle maker.
Oh, bruh.
She hasn't made me one yet, though. I'm still waiting on that. She's been telling me, I'll make you a waffle maker. Just come over. I've been over, like, every other day.
What did she make?
Still no waffle.
When she made you a waffle, but it was nasty, would you tell her? Or would you be like, it's delicious?
Nah, I would tell her. I would tell her it wasn't the best waffle I've ever had.
Wasn't the worst.
But I wouldn't say it's the worst, yeah.
But I wouldn't have it again.
But if I were to have it again, I'd make it myself.
Yo, all that food we got at Denny's the other day.
That was a lot.
That's the first time I've ever finished all my food at Denny's.
But honestly, it was cheap. It seemed cheap to me. Because I've been eating with my girl's family a lot. And, like, me and my family go out to eat.
Oh.
And we go to, like, fancier places, I guess, some more expensive places. And the bill always comes out to be, like, triple digits. So, I split it. I split the bill usually with somebody else. Like, either one of my girl's brothers or my dad. So, I always not as much money that we pay. But then when I saw the bill at Denny's, I was like, oh, bro, this is nothing. I got this. Yeah. It's just those perspectives, man. It's trying to change.
Those tater tots we got were fire.
Yeah.
The cheese and I forgot what
it was. Jalapenos.
Jalapenos and sour cream.
Yeah, with the chili. Ooh.
Oh, that's what it was, too.
That shit was bomb, dude. Those nachos weren't that good, though.
I don't know, they just set the...
But it's because we let them stay soggy, though. That's
I was
going to
tell you, like, we should just order one of them. And it should have been just a tot. Like,
yeah.
Just next time
it's over. It's because I thought it wasn't going to be enough. So I was like, let me get tots. Let me get both of these just in case.
I think if you got... Because it was basically the same thing. Except one was tortillas and one was potato.
Yeah.
I think if you got like wings or something, it would have been different.
Because then you know what was funny too? The guy asked me if I wanted to get a large order of the nachos. And I was thinking about it too. I was like, should I get a large? I'm glad I went with the small.
You didn't even finish the nachos, huh?
Nope. We touched like 5 or 6 of them and that was it. Cause that was a lot of food, man. But now we know.
Some of those tots right now.
For next time. You know, when we said tots, for some reason, I started thinking about the tots from Sonic.
Those are pretty good, too.
Those are good. They give you a little fork and just...
Chili cheese tots.
Those are bomb. So we getting pizza, though.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm down for pizza.
I think we just get one, though.
One?
Just one, and we split it down the middle, different flavors. You know? You get your side, I get my side.
What to you?
And then... If you feel like it, we could also get a panini and just split that too.
Panini?
Don't they have paninis there?
Nah. Not that I know.
I'm pretty sure they do.
They got wings.
I know they got wings.
They got pasta.
They got pasta. They do have pasta. Pastas are bomb there. Ever had them?
Yeah.
They're bomb.
With chicken Alfredo?
Yeah.
Put crushed pepper?
Ooh.
Fire.
It's bomb. Way better than Domino's, I'll tell you that much.
Hell nah.
Domino's is trash, man.
The pan pizza?
They have way too much seasoning. Too much crumbs on there.
C'est magnifique.
Seems like what they do is they grab a bunch of like dry bread and they just crumple it all up and then they make the pizza over that.
Nice.
That's what it seems like, bro. Whenever I touch like the edge, My two fingers are covered. I can't even see the thumb. I can't even see my thumbprints on them.
You know what? I think we're gonna go to Domino's and we're gonna get a pan pizza. Just so I can show you.
Wait, so we're getting two pizzas today then, or what?
Yeah, sure. We'll get two
pizzas. Damn, bro.
One from wherever we go.
We should have got one. We should have got one before we did this then. Wait, we got in the second one afterwards.
You gotta find out. You're gonna learn today.
You're wasting my time.
Oh, bro, I might as well get a sandwich from Domino's.
Ooh.
Those sandwiches are fire.
Ooh.
I got habanero.
They're hot as fuck, though.
Yeah, so what I do is I order it.
And you just let it chill.
No, I take out the jalapenos.
Oh, I don't mean that. I mean, like, it's warm. It's hot. Like, the temperature, it's hot as fuck.
Oh, well, I don't eat it, like, until, like...
That's what I'm saying. You let it sit for, like, half an hour, an hour.
It tastes just as good.
Nah, it doesn't.
Yeah,
it doesn't.
But it's still crunchy.
It doesn't. My girl's brother does the same shit. Wow. He orders food, and if it's, like, too hot, he just has to chill. And then it gets, like, lukewarm, and then he eats it.
Sounds like a smart guy.
And it's like, bro, what are you doing?
Sounds like a really smart guy.
He is a smart guy. He's an electrical engineer.
So, yeah, see, look. Take some notes,
But look
bro.
At you. What the hell? What do you do?
I'm an engineer, too.
Hell no, you're not.
I'm training.
You're some broke ass.
Learn the code.
You know what you do? You're those guys at the border that spits fire.
I don't know.
You got your little stick with your shirt wrapped around it.
No, man. I spit fire, but on the mic.
Hell nah.
I'm freaking Logic, bro. Logic 2.0.
You're that one guy that wrestles with the little kid in the streets. That's you.
You're the guy that freaking cleans the windows with a newspaper.
Oh, no. What, a soda bottle with the cap has a hole in it? And just squeeze it.
Damn, TJ.
Jeez.
You saw that video of the shootout in TJ at the border?
Oh, I heard about it.
Hella guns in the
I heard about it.
Background. It sounded like a freaking war zone.
Yeah, that's I heard about that shit. So my parents went on a hike recently, and they took my dog.
That was exhausting,
so, bro. Hell yeah, dude. My dog couldn't do the whole hike.
I
they walked out.
Totally believe it.
Then once it got to a certain point, my dog just couldn't walk anymore. So he just sat down in the shade and just lay down.
Here's the
so
thing,
then
man.
My dad picked him up and started just carrying him. And just had him like a baby just walking back.
You gotta realize a couple of things, man. First, your dog is fat.
He's fat.
That's one thing. The second thing is dogs like him aren't meant to go on. They're meant to, like, just play it in their little areas.
Yeah.
Or they're not meant for, like, long walks or hikes because they have, like, short snouts.
Exactly.
So they can't breathe well.
But here's the thing. My parents are Mexican, so they don't give a fuck about that. They're just like, we're going on a hike, and we're taking them with us.
You know what you should do? You should buy a little wagon for
them. A wagon?
Yeah, bro, the radio
for them. Hell nah.
Just have to sit there.
But it was funny, because then I'm over here working, and my mom just sends me, like, 20 pictures of my dog, like, on the side of the trail, just dying.
Did they at least bring him water?
No, yeah, they brought him water.
Oh, that's good.
They brought him water. But he was too tired to walk, though, so they carried him all the way back.
Yeah, how was he? He probably slept the rest of the day.
Nah, he was pretty active when I got home. But I got home, like, a couple hours later. They told me he was just laying on the couch though, the whole time.
Like, when my parents take my dogs to walk, like, the fat one, as soon as he gets home, he'll walk in the door and he'll drop straight to the floor, like, on the tile, because it's cold.
Yeah.
He'll just lay down just to cool off.
That's what my dad does on the couch, though, because they're leather. They're cool, yeah, so he gets on them.
It's stupid, though, because my dogs don't like water. I bought them a little pool, like, four dogs, and they don't like it.
Really?
They look at it and they just walk around it.
See, that'd be great. That's great for you guys, because you guys have cement outside. We got dirt, just dirt all over the place. So we put a pool out there, he'll get mud inside the house.
Yeah. My aunt up north, she used to have a big dog. He was like a mix, but he was probably like part golden retriever. He had really long, like,
fur.
Light fur.
Oh.
And he had a little kiddie pool. I think it was meant for him to drink. Like, that's his little watering hole.
A kiddie pool?
Yeah. He's a big dog, and he's just outside all the time. Like, you don't want him in the house.
Oh.
And if it was really hot, he'll drink water and sometimes he'll just walk straight into a pool and just sit in it, like, sit in his own drinking water. So then later they have to, like, dump it all out and fill up his
pool. Fill up his drinking water / pool.
His muddy feet.
Yeah, nasty ass water. My girl has some tiny ass dog. I don't know what kind of dog it is.
But she's from Yorkshire.
Tiny.
It's a Yorkie. Some ugly ass Yorkie.
It's not a Yorkie. It's not a full Yorkie. And it might be like a Chihuahua mixed with a Yorkie.
What does it look Cause like?
It's tiny, tiny.
Furry?
It's like it can fit in one hand. Yeah, it's furry, like a Yorkie. But It doesn't have the shape of a Yorkie. It has the shape of a Chihuahua or something like that shape.
I'm just not a fan of dogs those size. I'm just like, man, these dogs are like little rats.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It looks like a big rat.
They don't shut up. They're like beagles.
But no, he shuts up though. He does bark, or she does bark a lot though.
And the people are tough.
No, not this one. This one's funny though. She walks a little funny. Like with her legs like spread apart. Like she's about to drop a deuce while she's walking.
They kicked her.
I don't know. They got her when she was just a small puppy. But she was like the runt. That's what they call him, right? The runt, like the weird one, the small one.
That's my dog. That's my old dog.
Yeah, yeah.
She wasn't weird. She was just small.
Yeah, because he was weird and he was tiny. Or she was tiny. And she was the runt of the group. And no one wanted her. So one of the brothers was just like, I'll take her home. Or I think he found her and just brought her.
Someone offered your dad a pit bull puppy, would he take you?
Pit bull puppy? No.
No.
No, my mom hates them.
Why?
Because she believes that stigma of them, that they're killers.
Oh. Well, I can pull them.
Bulldog, they would take it. A bulldog? Because we had one before, remember?
What's their limit? Like, what kind of puppy wouldn't they take? Like, just other than pit bulls.
Big dogs?
So just big dogs in general?
Big dogs and pit bulls, yeah. Just big dogs.
Not even like a golden retriever or a lab?
Nope, not anymore. We used to have a golden retriever, but not anymore. Because they're just big and they drop a lot of hair. My mom, since she's always inside and cleaning, it's just a bigger hassle for her, especially if it's a big dog, because then it can reach higher. And for her, it's more like she doesn't want a dog that can reach on top of the table and put its hands on there like its paws and shit. So that's why she doesn't want a big dog. She prefers a small one.
I always wanted a giant dog, like a mastiff.
Not me. I like my small dogs. Like, if I were to get another one, I'd want a Frenchie.
Oh, not me. I'm not into those. I'll get an English bulldog.
Nah, I'd get a Frenchie.
Or I'll get a pug.
I get a Frenchie.
I always wanted a pug.
A bug?
A pug. One time, there was a pug walking around my house, like outside. It was a black pug.
Ooh.
It was just walking by himself, and I called him over.
You called him Frank, and he walked over?
Nah, I just called him Pug.
Called him Frankie.
And he came over, and he went to my porch, and he chilled. And I was like, where the hell's your owner? There's no collar on him. And I was like, hell yeah, no one claims him.
Oh, no.
Pug. But then, maybe like an hour passed, and some lady driving by was just like, creeping slowly, yelling for a dog, like calling a name. I forgot the name though, and then I just started spazzing out, like, oh, hey, that's my owner.
So oh, really?
I ran out, ran to the car. I was like, man, could have had a pug.
No, that's funny though. Started spazzing out.
Yeah, he's like, arr, arr.
So who man?
I want a pug, man.
You drop a lot of hair though.
That's fine. My dog drops
a lot of hair. No, I think more hair than your dog's. Mine drops a lot of hair. I do want the Frenchie though. Like, once I move out and shit, I'm getting a Frenchie, man.
I'm getting a buffalo.
Gosh, you are a buffalo. You want another one?
We should be a buffalo. Damn. How the hell am I a buffalo?
Because look at you, fool. You're fat, you're big, you're hairy.
I'm strong, fool.
Hell, you're not strong at all. You're fucking fat old buffalo.
And I'm American. The American bison.
Fuck no.
Hell yeah.
Nah.
I'm charging, bro.
Nah, hell nah.
Call me the gentle giant.
You're stupid.
You said I'm fat and hairy. That's why I'm the freaking bison.
No, you didn't say bison. You said buffalo.
Same.
You're a buffalo. And you're dark too, you know? So that's perfect.
Not dark.
Yes, you are, hell, fool.
I got a little color on me, but I don't know about dark.
No, you're dark.
Like your soul.
You know, I remember when I worked at Starbucks. There'd be a lot of people that'd go there for Tinder dates.
That's a good place.
And you could just tell, like, who was on a Tinder date, too.
They stand around. Don't talk.
Nah, not even that. It was either socially awkward, the whole like interaction, or you could just tell by the time when they went up to the register, because then they wouldn't know what to do. Because you know, most couples, they already know, like, one of them's usually the boss, and the other one's just like, okay.
The boss? Oh, no.
So, like, it's, you could tell once they came up to the register, they're like, I want this. And they'd be like, what do you want? And then they would talk about it. Like,
they step aside.
What do you, yeah, yeah. While they're in front of me and I'm waiting to take their order and I got a line behind them.
There's a little, what do you call it? They're trying to figure out who pays.
Yeah, that too.
I'm trying to figure out the word. Now I want to figure out the word.
You freaking mutt.
It's, the discrepancy? I don't
know. That's not a discrepancy. What the hell?
I'm trying to think of the word, man.
I didn't learn there's a word for it, but it's not a discrepancy. But that's true, yeah, because then, like, sometimes you will see a girl kind of reach out her arm, but not really want to pay. So then the guy would just, I got it.
Swipe. Declined.
What I hated the most, though, was if we ever had anybody go in, We had to, and they didn't order anything. We had to kick them out. Like, it makes business sense because it's not buying anything. But sometimes we have like homeless people, or we have somebody like that was blacked out, drunk the night before, and they just happen to stumble upon our shopping center. This is the open early. They walk in there, and then they never have their wallet. So when I'm like, hey, I need you to buy something, or else you gotta leave, man. And they're like, I don't got my wallet. I'm like, shit, you gotta go.
Not my problem, guy.
So then they usually just walk outside and they sit on one of their chairs outside.
I don't know, man. Starbucks is whatever. Yeah. I like some of their little pastries.
Their pastries are bomb.
I like the cookie, the cheese Danish.
Cheese Danish is bomb. Chocolate croissant, almond croissant, any croissant.
But, bomb. I mean, coffee.
I love coffee, though.
I had coffee once in my life, and that's it. I had coffee once at my aunt's house. We stayed over. I was like 10 years old. We stayed over for Christmas Eve. And woke up in the morning. She made us pancakes. And then she had like these little drinks next to each plate. And it was like brown. So I was like, oh, it's chocolate milk. But I was like, wait, why is it warm? Like, oh, it's hot chocolate.
Oh, no.
I drank it. I took a sip while I was eating my pancakes. And it was creamy, but it had this bitter aftertaste. I was like, oh, this is coffee. It was nasty. That's the first and last time I had coffee.
It's because they made it wrong, fam. You got to make it to your liking.
It's been...
You probably like it super sweet. Half milk, half coffee.
I don't know. Well, that was a kid back then. And now I'm older. I'm not... I like sweets, but I'm not like everything about sweets. So I think I would want a more bitter coffee.
That's how I like my coffee, a little bit more bitter.
I think I would probably drink straight black coffee. No sugar, nothing.
That's kind of hard, though, to be honest.
Like...
If you can do it, you're a fucking champ.
That's like a man's coffee, dog.
Because that shit's gross.
That's the coffee you drink when you have a mustache. Like,
that shit's gross, but it's like the healthiest kind of coffee you can have.
But then I heard coffee messes with your teeth.
Yeah, it makes your teeth yellow.
Coffee makes you take dumps like crazy. And
it makes me take dumps. As soon as I drink one, I have to take a dump afterwards.
I already take hella dumps. So if I drink a coffee, bro, I'm over there getting the squirts.
Here's the thing, though. For me, when I drink coffee, it depends where I'm at drinking the coffee. If I drink a coffee at work, I don't gotta take a shit. But if I drink a coffee at home, I gotta take a shit right after. Doesn't matter if I drink two coffees, I'm taking a shit after both coffees.
You know, the toilet, you got the mug on your lip.
I just love coffee, man.
Plus, the other reason I wouldn't drink coffee is because, I mean, you know, I hate hot food and drinks.
Yeah, like I love it.
Like, one time, me and this girl, today we went to see these Christmas lights, and then...
Oh.
We got Starbucks. Or no. We went to this cafe before to get cookies and drinks. And then I got a hot chocolate, but I waited like 40 minutes to drink it.
God damn. Why didn't you get a nice one?
An ice hot chocolate?
Yeah. Well, it's not ice hot chocolate. It's just chocolate milk. But they have that.
I still drank. I wanted it warm. I didn't want it hot, though.
And why didn't you tell them?
I didn't know. I didn't order the stuff.
No. Because you can order it. So it's like not hot.
One time, can you put an ice cube in the stirrup?
People do that.
I used to do that when I was a kid, bro. When my mom would make us a soup, I would get ice cube and put it in the bowl and just stir it.
What the fuck?
Till it melts. Like, it's water. You put soup
in
it.
Yeah.
You put water in the soup anyway.
Yeah, it's like anything. You put water in it. I mean, ice in it. It's like adding water. Nothing. But people do it like hot teas. People order teas at Starbucks. They would put ice cubes in there because it was way too hot.
I hate tea. But to be fair, I drank tea plain.
That's where you fucked up. You gotta add honey to it.
Yeah, it was nasty.
What kind of tea was it, though? Was it green tea?
One last time I drank it, it was green tea. But when I was a kid and I was sick, my mom would always give me chamomile.
Yeah, chamomile's good for you.
I freaking hated chamomile.
Look, if you want a tea that'll, like, change your perspective on teas, go to that place, Starbucks, and get a medicine ball tea. It's like a fruity and a minty tea mixed, and they put a little bit of honey in there, and they mix it for you. So that when you drink it, it's not like anything bitter or anything like that. And I don't think it has any caffeine either.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's just to open your sinuses and stuff like that.
I think I'll just go in there and be like, hi, can I get ice water?
Ice water?
I'll take ice water anyway.
Ooh. Do you remember when all the movie theaters were having this, like, this promotion of, like, you sign up for them and you get to see, like, 3 or 4 movies in the month? All you had to do was pay that monthly subscription for it.
It wasn't the movies doing the... It was like a different,
because there's a website that did it, but yeah. The movie theaters also started picking up on it.
My friend did that, he paid a monthly thing, and he took us to the movies with it, and he could go to movies as much as he wanted to.
Yeah.
But I didn't see that lasting because there's a lot of money you're losing by doing it.
Yeah.
So
Because those companies are losing a lot of money. Because AMC still has it, but they have it so you can only watch three movies in a month.
In a month?
In a month. Three movies. I feel like that's more than enough, though. You don't think so?
No, one a week. One or two a week.
One or two? You're going to go to the movies to watch two movies a week? Do you think they'll have that much good movies at the movie theater?
But the option is nice.
And I think three is perfect. I think three is perfect.
Bro, sometimes you gotta see Toy Story 4 three times, bro.
Stupid. Yeah, I know AMC still has it. Now the other ones just disappeared. Because, it's, like you said, they weren't making any money. Because then you had people that were also using it. They would get the free tickets, and then they would sell the tickets to other people. Because, like, the subscription itself was, like,
it's like 20, stopping, bro.
Yeah, it was like $20 or something. So then they would sell the tickets for $10 each and they make a $10 profit. Except for the ones that were unlimited. Say we just get a movie ticket every day and they would sell it. So those companies lost money fast. The movie theater I do miss though is the Ultrastar Cinema one. That one is great.
I don't know what that is.
It's the Ultrastar Cinema one? It's the one in Hazard Center.
Isn't it there still?
Yeah, but I don't go down there anymore. It's way too far, that's what I'm saying.
I'm gonna go there and just send you pictures.
You're a bitch.
I'm gonna go watch a picture.
I love that one though. It's cheap. Yeah, good promotions, good deals.
Those freaking seats. Woo! It's like being at home.
Yeah. Godzilla. Godzilla actually looks really dope.
Isn't that a sequel? You have to watch another one and watch that.
No. Not this one. I don't think so.
What about Toy Story, bro? That's coming out soon.
Yeah. But not yet though.
Are you gonna go see that? Are we gonna go see that?
I don't think so.
Why, dude?
Because we're men.
It's Toy Story, bro.
Fuck that.
You know the first one came out before I was born? Like a month before I was born?
Oh, really? A month?
That's crazy.
Damn.
Nah, it's 23 years later. They're still making those movies, dog.
Still making them.
Same with Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
Especially Star Wars.
Avengers?
Nah, not Avengers at all. But yeah. The only good movie right now is that one and then John Wick, too. The third one that came out.
Oh, I can't see that. I haven't even seen the first one.
I haven't seen the first two.
Yeah, I haven't seen either of them.
I'm gonna watch them all in order.
Yo, you gotta watch that Hateful Eight extended. It's pretty dope.
Really? What's the extended? What's the difference?
So the original one is 2 hours and 47
minutes. But this one's like, it breaks it down into episodes.
Yeah, four episodes, 1 hour each.
So it's an extra.
It's just a 4 hour long movie.
But here's the thing though, I don't get what do they extend? Like, what else could they add to it? I feel like it was already a great movie.
Yeah, it's just deleted scenes that they just put in the movie.
No. I thought it was a great fucking movie. I love that one. Have you seen the one I told you about? The Ballad of,
Ricky Bobby?
No.
Talladega Nights, bro.
Nah, hell nah. It's a different one. But it's about, like, a cowboy.
Oh.
The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. Yeah, or some shit like that.
Nah, I haven't seen it.
You should watch that one. That one's dope. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, the other day I was at work and there was a movie called The Departed. You still haven't seen that yet?
Nope.
Bro, you gotta see that. That movie is such a trip.
I just saw The Bone Collector.
Yeah, I watched The Departed. So it was The Departed and it ended. And then I was just like, well, that's one good movie. That's it for the day. And the next movie started playing. It was American Gangster. And I was like, bro, good ass movies back to back. Have you seen American Gangster? That one's dope too, bro. It's Denzel. Anything with Denzel.
Yeah, I seen that. You showed me a part where he shoots a guy in the street.
It's like Joey Diaz. If Denzel's got a gun, it's probably a good movie. Like,
hell yeah. The first movie you ever saw with Denzel Washington was Man on Fire. That one was fucking dope.
Here's the thing. I remember small clips of Man on Fire when I was younger, but I never saw the whole movie. But I also know that Man on Fire is supposed to be like the best Denzel movie. That's like the top.
Yeah, it's nothing's fucking dope, dude. What parts do you remember from it?
Dude, like, they're like literally frames that I don't even remember.
Then tell me, what happens in the fucking frames, man?
I don't know, dog. It's
so
old.
You remember, but you don't remember.
I remember.
That's what you're telling me.
I remember watching certain parts. I don't remember what happened. I don't remember what I saw. It was that long ago.
So you never saw it. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Damn, you need to watch it. That one was good. We had it pirated. So it wasn't a good quality, but I watched it like five times. But the colors were all wrong. The colors were all completely wrong.
What do you mean? He was white in the movie?
No. Because, like, there's scenes in the movie where, like, they change the color scheme so it's, like, darker or whatever. Oh, but in the pirate movie, it's a lot darker than what it's supposed to be. So you really can't make out stuff. All you can see is teeth and eyes.
Have you seen The Lord of War?
No, I need to watch that one.
That was pretty good. That's Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage and Jared Leto.
You ever seen National Treasure?
Yeah, I watched them another time.
Which one?
The first one.
There's like three of them, I think.
I only know the first. I know the first one like forward and backwards.
I like all of them. They're all good.
It used to be on USA all the time. Like, I know that movie really well. I know Pirates of the Caribbean that really well, the first one and the second one. And the third one, maybe.
God damn. I was never a fan of those.
I probably know the Dark Knight. Like, if I was watching it, I could probably, like, recite the lines along
Fuck
the
that.
Movie. Thing. And then, have you seen Book of Eli? I like that one.
I've seen Book of Eli.
Pretty dope.
The book was blank the whole time. Because the nigga's blind.
It's in Braille.
It's blind.